Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Kind enough to hold on through the break, we have
Bob and Eric.
Bob, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away. Bob, you there?
Hello?
Yep. Fire away, Bob.
Oh, hey, guys. I really enjoy your all show. I listen to it every day, and I just wanted to make a comment about U of L football.
I don't think
we're sold on Satterfield being fired yet, or Brian Brown. But I think what we need to see is the rest of the season improvement, particularly on the defensive end, because we were led to believe before the season from Satterfield that he had said that he thought that this could be a top 25 defense.
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
that's true.
Now it's the top 114th.
Yeah, right. That's true.
But, and the other thing is, you know, we lost a team that we should have beaten in Virginia. We have to make up that game. You know, to win at least six games, we've got to beat Syracuse and we've got to beat Duke. But we've got to upset somebody. The best bet right now would be Boston College that's left, but you don't want to go into the Kentucky game, you know, with a 5-win record, putting all your money on beating Kentucky, especially this Kentucky team. So, you know, we'll see how it shakes out. We really needed this bye week, though.
No, listen, Bob, I appreciate the call. Steve, who's going to win, Boston College or North Carolina State?
They play this weekend?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. NC State's coming in at number two. Do we have Tim? Tim hanging on? Tim, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Oh, Eric. Sorry, Eric, fire away.
All right. Hey, guys. Hope you all are having a good day. Can you hear me?
Yep.
We got you.
Okay, cool. Okay, as far as the football team is concerned, these are the things I think we need to do. Defensive line obviously needs to be either recruited better or developed better or both. If you're going to rush three, you have to be able to start getting some pressure with some people. And as far as the I think the main thing with both sides of the ball is just aggression. You have to stay aggressive. When you're playing and you're doing something on defense that's working by bringing pressure and not letting that quarterback be able to throw the ball, and then all of a sudden you're up and you decide, well, on offense, we're not going to be aggressive. We're going to run the ball, which I get. That's how the old school way of thinking when you play football. But if your team's not built that way and you can't accomplish that, or you see that it's not working, you have to change. If the defense stays aggressive in the fourth quarter and doesn't play the stupid prevent defense, and the offense stays more aggressive. Granted, like you said, we're scoring 30-plus points a game, and I'm getting that many yards, so you should be able to win. But if both sides of the ball stay more aggressive, you know, the Florida State almost lost, you know, doesn't happen, and the other teams don't happen because you're just staying aggressive. I think that's our biggest tweak that we really need to make, to just stay aggressive. Everything else seems like it's fine. If we would just be aggressive, you know, we'd be 5-1 right now. So that's the only really tweak I think we need to make. And if Brian Brown can just do that on his own, then we don't really need to replace him or somebody like that. But if he refuses to, and you have to, and he wants to keep playing this treatment all the time with the players that we've got, with the way that
Chris, would it be Eric. Different if? Oh, sorry, Eric. Eric, would it be different if we had lower expectations coming into the season for the defense?
It might be, but I just truly believe that the defense doesn't have to be great if you're scoring 30 points a game. You just have to stay aggressive. You can't afford – Louisville can't afford to not be aggressive on defense, in my opinion.
It's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. Eric, I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Eric. Yeah, that Eric kind of said what I kind of feel. I'm like, I feel like if you're scoring 30, you can't ask a football team to score more than 30. I mean, okay, sure, would I like 40? Yeah. But, I mean, you can't ask a football team to score more. I mean, I think outside of game one, right, we score 30 every game. I might be wrong there.
And without,
I think I'm right though.
Without the turnovers too,
yeah.
Like you're scoring 30, and you're
yeah,
listen,
come on,
you're scoring 30. And keep in mind, we probably got the best punter in the league.
Yeah, he's good. He's legit, man.
Well, I mean, we have been blasting.
He's 40, but he's legit. He's gonna leave here with an AARP card.
He might go to the league after this year. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Maven Rummage?
What's up, man?
Hey, how's the air pressure in your tires, Maven?
Say that again?
How's your air pressure in your tires?
I think it's pretty good. I didn't actually check it. I should have.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing yesterday.
No, oh, I was getting new tires, not pressure.
Oh, got new shoes. I understand. So here's what I'm going to say. Picking up on what my boy Kevin did, because he's from Indiana, I'm from Indiana, so I got to take up on him. In the fourth quarter, when we were going 3-and-out, I would like to see Satterfield give Malik a run-pass option when we have the ball. Because what they did was they dropped everybody in the box and said no more running. So if you give Malik the run-pass option, he accounts for the extra person they bring in the box. But we just kept running the stretch and putting our defense back on the field. If you listen to Kiffin, did y'all listen to Kiffin after his game the other day? He said his defense played so horrible that they were just trying to keep fans in the stands. But he kept scoring. They kept passing. They kept doing what they needed to do. And unfortunately, we are going to have to score 40 to win because our defense is just not there yet. And for everyone who thinks that they're going to see something different after this week, I got news for you. It's hard to change a defense in 5 days.
If we have to score 40 to win, then Brian Brown should be fired today.
Well, I think what's going to happen is what you said, Steve.
Yeah.
He's going to have to start pressuring in situations where we're third and long, fourth and long.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's the change we're going to see. I think we're still going to have three down linemen, but he's going to have to start bringing pressure from different places. And then as far as the basketball goes, man, I am excited to see these guys. I'm excited to see fast pace. I want to see people play without thinking. I want to see them play with instinct. I don't want to see 7, 8, 9 passes. I want to see these guys get up and down the court. I want to see them rebound. I want to see them play defense and play pressure. I am excited to see these guys. I'll get off and I'll listen to you.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Remind me to ask you about these extra charges that I get on getting tires. Because I want to know if you had the same experience. I'm sure you probably did.
No. I got a big O. They don't cheat you. Texter says, good point, Eric. No more Mr. Nice Guy on O and keep the D pressure on. I agree with that. Somebody says, where's the game at, BC and NC State? I don't know how fast BC is going.
It's Boston College.
From turf to natural grass. Slow you down.
I'm pretty sure it's at Boston College.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
Our producer, if he's not too busy, he can check that out.
I'm Googling it right now.
Texter said the collapse on Saturday was unforgivable to me. Unless the defense really improves, I'm done with Brown.
They are hosting NC State, by the way.
They're hosting NC State, so it's at BC.
Yeah.
The ugliest place on planet Earth.
That is the worst. And Boston College looks like Big Ten background.
Ugly. Yeah, God, it's ugly.
It's just ugly.
It's like a mix between Big Ten and Oregon State.
Corvallis.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, the colors are ugly. I think I could even get behind them if they were kind of like, they looked Celtic-ish or something, like green or something. It's just
you want them to just change their whole
thing? Yeah, it's like, oh, they're just ugly, man. Three things we can't say guaranteed over the next 6 months that bothers me. Kentucky football sucks. Louisville football will be in a bowl game. And Louisville basketball will play in March. Well, we're going to make a tournament. The other two, we'll see. Slow on the Kentucky thing.
Alex, thanks for joining
us. Let them play these next three games. 93.9,
fire away. Alex, you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Feeling good. Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, just to let you know, still been listening to you guys. Fire School's kicking my butt here in Houston, but I try to catch y'all whenever I can. I'm off on Fridays, so I listen to y'all all day on Fridays. But so my thing is Chris Mack at Media Days. I mean, even if he doesn't do – I'm going to connect this to football. But even if he doesn't do what he promised about doing, you know, full court press because, you know, we have a point guard that's really good at putting pressure on the ball and all that type of stuff. When he said that, I was like, he knows me. Like, he understands me. You know, like even if it doesn't come true, it's like thank you for just saying that. Because, you know, it's going to give me something to look forward to. Now, if it doesn't happen, I'll be like, oh, well. But at least he knows what we're looking for. And after that media day, I was so hyped for this team because in the anticipation
right.
in his voice, because he sounds like he is sitting on the best team in the nation and he just can't wait for them to get out there and see. Now you refer that back to Coach Satt. After that Boston College game, after that Virginia game, there was like, I just left that saying he literally has no idea how I feel right now as a fan. And that could not be true. But just the way that his demeanor and how he carries himself after a loss. Now, granted, a lot of people said that in person he looked very disappointed and very defeated. He was just talking as if, you know, he wasn't. But, man, like the difference in having a coach that understands a fan base and a coach that seems like he doesn't really understand a fan base, there's so much love and grace given to Chris Mack for like how he has been during the offseason. If someone said he smacked a child, I would say I don't believe it, that this man doesn't do stuff like that. Because of how he has been, how he has transformed the team and the things that he's been saying and doing in the offseason. And I just don't see that with him. Not saying that it can't happen, but he's just not at that point to where we're in a slump, and he's also not saying the right things as well. But thank you, guys. I'll listen.
No, Alex, I appreciate the call.
Appreciate you, man.
I think Coach Mack, and by the way, to your point, Alex, like knowing how somebody feels, you know, like I said, we know a lot of people over there. We know families. We know, you know, players and all this good stuff. So every once in a while, let's just say we get a nugget about Coach Mack's reaction to something, right? And it's just like, you know, just imagine something you complain about. Just imagine the way I am about people dunking it, and I say, you'll never play in the NBA if you can't finish that with a dunk.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine if you heard,
yeah,
you know, from a player, oh, man. Coach got on so-and-so said, you'll never play in the NBA if you can't learn to dunk that basketball. Like, you won't jump off the page. Your athleticism will be irrelevant if you don't show it. You know what I'm saying? So, point being, he's saying what we would like to say behind the scenes. And when you hear those little stories, you're like, okay, if they're not doing it, they're not doing it. If Harrell's dropping the ball, he's dropping the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you want players. You tell these players. You tell your kids. You tell them to do all the right stuff. Sometimes it sinks in. Sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't sink in, you trade your kids.
Yeah.
Not your real kids, but them too, I guess.
Can.
So y'all got to go too. So.
Speaking of kids, I got to give a shout out, man. My son, Elijah, he made his basketball team again. Year two.
Congratulations.
Yeah. He was pumped, man.
He was hype.
Yeah. So it was some work, but I was like, man, 2 years in a row, it's pretty good.
Are you going to be nervous about it?
No. I'm like, just have fun. You made the team.
Don't be that. Don't. You're not going to push him, though.
Enjoy your time.
You're not going to push him.
He is growing right now. Upwards.
Yeah.
And he's thinning out a little bit. So
I mean, you are excited.
He wears
about that
a size 12. Like
shoe?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, so I'm like,
what is he about? How old are
you? 12.
12, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I'm like, yeah, like he's got potential to hit a spurt here.
You
so
know what sucks? I was like 12 wearing a size 12, but I was like 5'4". Like, how are you 5'4 with size 12 feet? Right?
Puberty. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I used to wear these, what are those, these like, not velvet, like these felt Champions. They were blue. Like, my uniform was baby blue and red, mm-hmm. but these Champion shoes I used to wear were like dark blue.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what my feet look like? Who is this 5'4", 5'6" dude with those bolts?
Yeah, it's
looking different. Like flippers.
I know. Yeah. It's different, man.
Feeling like flippers.
It's expensive, but yeah. So anyway,
speaking of expensive, they kill me for the tires, right?
Okay.
Is that like are tires like, where do they rank on the adult purchases that you just hate making, but you have to make them?
Well, I've got a truck now, so I'm doing something different. I just went and picked up two to get me through the winter because I'm going to buy me some all-terrains mm-hmm. in the summer or in the spring.
Nikki, what's your number one adult purchase that you hate doing that you have to do that just says, like, okay? Because I saw a meme that said, like, my parents, like what adult thing didn't your parents prepare you for? And like I said, like, tires, I never heard about them going to change tires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, surprise.
I usually just find out when I take it in for like an oil change and they're like, hey, you need a couple front tires. Like, they could scam me if they want, but I trust the people. Yeah, at the big O I got, look, I live out there, I still go to Shepherdsville. Like, I just, they know me, I trust them, and they'll come out and be like, hey, man, you know, like my brakes, for instance, I need some brakes. Mm. Well, not quite yet, but he was like, I mean, he's like, we can go ahead and do your back brakes. He's like, you probably got a few more months if you would want to wait. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then sometimes I'm like, all right, just go ahead and do them. Yeah, like I trust them though with that. So that's kind of how I figured out. Like, yeah, you probably need tires.
Tires are a deceptive one because there's like, you know, routine maintenance and everything, but that's one that just hits you. And it's expensive. No, I mean, like if you have a good place, like, you know, my family used to go to, I mean, I've used Big O before, had a great experience.
You just walk by your car and look down like, oh, my God.
Well, like, my family's, like,
yes,
place
the issue
was,
with
like,
Nick's car is his tires.
I was going to say parking fines is the one that, yeah, because I still think those are BS, but, I mean, you have to pay them. They will get their money eventually.
Parking fines is your adult. That's such a city. That's a city in you.
I hate paying them, but man, you got to pay them. You got to pay them. I mean, it is what it is.
Do you have to pay the campus police?
That's a
campus police. I don't know. I got away with it for like an obscenely long amount of time.
No, you didn't.
Well, no, I did, and then I didn't.
No, you didn't get away with it.
Well, I mean, ultimately, I got caught, but you know, I mean, I had a good run. I was like, you know, catch me if you can. You know what I'm saying? I got away with it for a while. And then, then they got me about five times. But anyway, no, tires are a deceptive one, though. Like, but I kind of hit a lot of potholes or just have bad luck or whatever. Or maybe I'm just a terrible driver. I don't know. But I kind of have been lucky enough or unlucky enough to kind of offset that one major gut punch of like $600, you know, getting all the tires.
Yeah.
Because I break it up into into flat tires, like throughout like 3 years. Right. You know, I'll knock out a tire every other month. So
fair enough. That was like that. I was looking at the little bill and it was like,
yeah,
the TPS charge and the. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. I mean, tires aren't terrible. I mean, I got the truck, and I mean, I've got a nice tire on there. Not one of the highest ends, but a nice one. It's not the lowest end either. And I mean, it was like $470 was for two. But now the all-terrain ones I'm getting are like $14. But you know what you're getting into, and you. But I'm lifting it up a little bit. So.
Oh Jesus! Look, don't leave that part out.
Yeah, I'm lifting it up a little.
You're getting the bougie tires, man.
Bringing the truck up a little bit.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's a truck.
Why not?
Have you got your rear view camera yet?
No. That'd be a good Christmas present, though. If you want
to. I was looking at them in Walmart. I was looking at them. But you needed one more.
I'm not quite worth $100.
Listen, no. You need a better quality than Walmart had.
I know. I just need one, man. That like, because when I back up, it's like it would just be easier.
And you can never go back though.
No,
you do know that.
No, I've had Corolla and stuff. Like we had the backup camera, and it was like, oh, it was awesome. Like I forgot. I never even looked backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
I listened to the sonar. Just
yeah. Adult thing I was never prepped for was health insurance.
Oh
my God! No, definitely that one because I got spoiled. You know, I mean, I was on my parents at 25, but I had double coverage because I had the great stuff at UPS. So basically, I could just sometimes I just fall down a flight of stairs and be like, I'm covered. Ha ha. But then once I left UPS and once I wasn't 25 anymore.
No, you don't get ooh. Nothing happens when you're covered.
Well, see, my wife.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, your luck is good.
Here's what I've learned, too. My wife, when she took this travel job, right, we no longer had the insurance through the work. So it was like, okay, now you've got to go get your own insurance. And like, man, we were looking at the premiums and we were like, what? It's like, no, I'll just take my chance. But it's like, you can't do that. You know, it's like,
listen, my dad would always remind me, y'all better be glad I'm in the military.
Yeah.
So I'll say he prepared.
Yeah.
He reasonably prepared us for that.
That's fair enough.
Who we got, Nikki?
We have Big Red K.
Big Red K, fire away.
Hey guys,
what's going on?
I just wanted to say, I think one of the biggest problems with U of O football is experience. And Satterfield's trying to build a program. You can remember when UK with Stoops, God, they hated Stoops, and they were trying to get rid of it. Their fans were talking about him like a dog. And they couldn't get rid of him because of his buyouts. And now he's built a program, and he's the best thing that ever happened. Same thing with their basketball team. They have all these great recruits. They've won one championship. But yet you look at the NBA Finals, there's two or three UK alumni that are playing on practically every team. So it's the experience, and I feel like Satterfield's doing it right. He's trying to build a program, and it takes time. And some of those other guys that were in there talking, about how much we score, two of our best coaches at U of L were Howard Schnellenberger and John L. Smith. John L. Smith's motto was first one to 43 wins. So, you know, it's just a matter. If you can't get five-star recruits and you have to get them in there, pump them up, give them some experience, that team that we're showing last year it was turnovers. We're not turning the ball over, but we don't know how to finish a game off. And that's just inexperience. And I feel like Satterfield is on the right track, but he needs just more time.
Listen, I appreciate the call.
Yeah, that's fair. I would slow with the comparison to Stoops. I mean, like they won like what 4 or 5 games last year. Like they've played 5 home games, one of the easiest schedules they've ever played in their history. Like let's slow down, and they're a 22-23 point dog tomorrow. Like hang on now, because like wasn't it last year? What did they win, like 4 regular season games or something? Yeah, like
ish.
Yeah, like they've had two seasons.
Are you trying to poison us?
That was terrible. I should have used my skin tech.
Are you literally trying? Like,
I know.
Is there something I don't know? Like,
what'd you do? Did you fart in there?
We
I wish. I wish I did.
There's.
Ooh, the terror grapplers. Okay,
there
sir.
Is a certain brand of hand sanitizer, which I will not.
The same truck I got too.
That it's just overwhelming.
Oh.
So we're going to take a break.
Oh, I need those.
Middays with Marcus Maben.
Fender flares. That's nice.
939. The bill.
David Banner. Hey, T.I.P. You know your folk be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, M.I.A. on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real D's showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out. All the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm here. So let me tell them who I'm here. Rubber band, man, wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man, I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple $100,000. Shit is all colors, man. A rubber band, man, like a one-man band. Trees, rappers like the Apollo, and I'm the Sandman. Told $100,000, cannon in the waistband. Looking for a sweet lick, well, this is the wrong place, man.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 813-939 is the number. 939 is the station. So, here's what we have to do. Sam Williamson spoke yesterday. I'm way off my game, Steve.
Yeah.
Is our temperature where it needs to be?
It is.
It is at the perfect temperature. You know why, Steve?
Yes.
Because temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is 100% the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or you can look up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it's Friday. You know what
Pizza
that means.
Day!
Thanks to George and the Baranos team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Thinking of lunch or dinner, Baranos has you covered tonight and this weekend for all the big games.
Yes.
All Baranos now delivering alcohol. Carry out or delivery to your home. Support local. Yeah, it's that good.
Baranos Pizza.
Yeah, it's that good. Also, quick reminder, we talked to Jeff yesterday in here, but want to remind people, UPS Jobs now offering up to 21 an hour for part-time package handler positions, plus a $200 bonus for every single person you refer to work at UPS. So you get $200 bonus if you get somebody on. For a limited time, UPS is offering $25 gift card to get your work boots if you choose to work the day side of the operation. Graduate debt-free. Apply today at upsjobsky.com.
We will go through some some quoted points. Start us out. Has shooting been a major point
of emphasis? When Phil comes in, just play it, play out.
Right.
Mm.
Hit me that one.
Absolutely. Getting to the hole and shooting threes are kind of the main emphasis on offense, you know, towards the end of the clock. You know, sometimes you might have to take somebody off the dribble and, you know, get to mid-range or whatever, but definitely three-point shooting has been an emphasis. You can see that by, you know, the coaches bringing in shooters in the transfer portal, and then returners just being in the gym every day working on shooting, knowing that we got to take a huge step forward from last year.
Sam's energy on that one. It's like, yeah, it must be a point of emphasis, you going out and bringing them in from the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Matt Cross going to sneak in Sam's minutes, ain't he?
He's going to try.
Listen. Look, y'all, I don't quite know how to interpret this without it sounding weird, but you know how, like, when we listen to these guys and you kind of know when they're putting on and you kind of know. The reason I always said to you, Steve, remember I used to always tell you to get your kid to talk to you, ask him to tell you a story, right?
Yeah.
And I've always
said it works. Yeah, I have done that.
Listen, people. Let me just remind you, this is May Day's moment. You know, midday Marcus, maybe May Day's moment, parental moment. Ask your kids to tell you a story. Don't ask them, what'd you do at school today? What'd you do, you know? No. Ask your children to tell you a story. And then they're going to give you the, oh, no. And you say, no, we're going to sit here until you tell me a story.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, listen, you want to go play your game? That's fine. You're going to tell me a story. They'll buck a little bit, but eventually it'll be more trouble for them not to tell you a story. They will, and then they will bring up a story. Your so-and-so got in trouble today because he was slapping his girl's butt, you know, or just something like that. You know? So you're like, okay, so that's what's going on. That's what came to your mind. That's what's going on in your life. You're at that stage. You can learn so much about your kid's lifestyle without prying it out of them. You know, what do they want to talk about? What do they want to get off their chest? Like, what's had their attention? What's sticking in their brains? When he talked about shooting. Yeah, coach brought some transfers in. It's like, Sam, tell me a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach brought in, through the transfer portal, he brought in a lot of shooters. So, yeah, I guess there is an emphasis on shoot. Sam. And did you hear him say? Yeah, and even the returning guys have been doing a lot more shooting. It's like, yeah, I bet y'all are.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, let's go.
That's true, though.
So, yeah. It's good. That's what I hear when I hear Sam talk about that one.
Like, I need it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need it.
This is what we so excited about depth. And when people say, oh, there's too many people. No, it's not too many people. It's competition. People grow or get rolled over.
Yeah.
Two.
Years past.
Coach Pegues
is a bright basketball mind. Brings a lot of energy. And he's going to demand excellence from everybody on the court, whether he's being the head coach or the assistant coach. But no, we're excited. You know, these first six games, you know, obviously with Coach Mack being out, we have, you know, the utmost trust and respect for Coach Pegues and the other coaches to step up when Coach Mack is out.
And just to tag on to that, what about your game are you most excited about this year that you've improved or that, you know, areas that you really want to kind of break out?
I think defensively. I mean, I feel so much, you know, better on that side of the ball than I did 2 years ago. I feel like I can make a huge impact on that side of the ball that I haven't in years past.
Steve, you're saying that because you know that's going to get you put on the bench.
Yeah.
Man, my defense is really, it's really stepped up. He's putting that out there because you and I laughed about it. You're not going to be on this floor if you can't keep your guy out of the paint.
Absolutely not.
So there's that part. The other thing I heard, Coach Pegues is a great basketball mind. I'm like, son, how you know? If I'm Coach Pegues, tell me again how you know I got a great basketball mind.
So, tell me all the great minds you've been around.
Get on the line. Young punk, don't talk about my basketball mind. You are unqualified to talk about basketball.
Right there at the free throw line. So it's not pick and roll to the basket.
All
it's
the way.
It's almost picking, not pick and pop, but it's right in the middle.
So no alley-oops.
Well, that's more in transit.
I know.
But and guys, the one thing I've noticed about their alley-oops, a lot of them are coming off the low off the baseline.
Golly,
I'm like,
baseline?
I've never played sports before. It's come a short corner. God, that's what I was trying to think. Yeah, it's coming out of the short corner where a dude's right there, and then somebody comes short corner, and you just kind of flip it up.
Y'all better be ready.
But my problem was the one or two I saw were to Sidney Curry. He does not know what to do with it at the free throw line.
I've seen him attack.
Sorry, yeah. But the one, the one or two I saw, I was like,
he's not an attacker with the ball in his hand.
Of course, I didn't know that that was also the scheme until I heard Sam yesterday, you know. So it was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But I'm like, why is – wait. You know, I'm watching it going, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, so he's going to have to get better at making decisions.
Or just
get it under the basket, son. Yeah. He's going to be one of those.
Yeah, or just move him along.
Get him under the basket. Clear out some space.
All right, it's 11:50. What are we doing? You want to do one more? Or we? Phil Baker's here.
We'll do the last short one.
Okay.
When he knew he was a board man.
Okay.
Take it away.
I'd say like halfway through ACC play, I realized I could, you know, make a huge impact on the glass, whether my shot was falling or not. So I kind of locked in the creating second possessions for the team, getting in the middle of the zone, you know, hitting mid-range jump shots, and then locking in on defensive end.
I hate it when coaches told me that, Steve.
Yeah.
And you got to be a mature young man. Marcus, if you concentrate on anything but scoring, it's going to help your scoring. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm not going to get recruited. I'm going to lead this game with 23 points and 8 rebounds. And everyone's like, yeah, big deal. It's Clarksville. No, I need 48. It's the only way these schools are coming to Clarksville. To see me, Sean Marion, Trenton Hassel, the only way we're getting out of this place is if we score buckets. And of course, he goes on to be the Matrix. All defensive.
And you went on to do radio with Steve Rummage.
What a way to end the show. I wouldn't have had it any other way, Steve.
Texter that asked earlier. Red white game tickets, Ticketmaster. Go to Ticketmaster, you can get your red white game tickets. $10, man. Let's all get out there tomorrow. Let's have a good time.
As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 the Ville. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.